Medical Science, audio guide numbers 8 and 108. Medical science was slow to develop before 1800, but in the 19th century, the number of inventions and discoveries relating to medicine increased. Three developments in particular had enormous impact in the mid-1800s. Anesthetics, antiseptics, and the establishment of the connection between infected drinking water and diseases like typhoid and cholera. The discovery of laughing gas, nitrous oxide, and later ether and chloroform changed surgery forever. Infection remained a real problem after surgery, but the work of Louis Pasteur and later Robert Koch led to the germ theory of disease. Joseph Lister used this theory to develop his carbolic acid spray for antiseptic surgery. We now use antiseptic surgery where all surgical instruments are sterilized before use. The germ theory of disease has replaced the long-held belief that disease was spread by miasma, foul or smelly air. The work of Dr. John Snow in the East End of London used these new ideas when he established a connection between dirty water and cholera. Sterilisation and filtering of drinking water and the improvement of sewers and drains were part of contemporary public health measures. All of these developments influenced medicine in Worcester. This case contains equipment used in scientific medical experiments for the last 200 years. On the bottom shelf, there are three microscopes. Although the microscope has been invented centuries earlier, the high-quality microscopes that were made in the 19th century allowed much more accurate experiments to be conducted. On the middle shelf, there is an autopsy kit, which would have been used in the teaching process of new surgeons. This was and is a crucial part of training for surgeons, though in the 18th and 19th centuries, autopsies were relatively infrequent, as the law only allowed for criminals' bodies to be dissected. On the top shelf is a replica of the swan-necked flask that Pasteur used to prove his germ theory of disease.